Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. And we're so appreciative of Ken O'Keefe today and that he'll be joining us once a month to give us an update on what's happening around the world. Think about his tremendous experience. Having been a Marine, been in Iraq, the Gulf War, having been sick from the Gulf War, knows about depleted uranium, was on the Mavi Marmara, and now he is, and he's lived in Iraq, lived in Gaza. You know, those are the people that I respect and those the people that I want to listen to. And you can go to worldcitizen.uk.net, worldcitizen.uk.net, kenokeefe.wordpress.com, kenokeefe.wordpress.com. Is there any comment you want to make on anything that's been said thus far before we go to our next caller, Ken?
Just really quickly, because I know we don't have much time, but, you know, if there was one thing that really the American people, I think, could do to change things for the better, there is only one thing that we all need to do, quite frankly, and that is the Federal Reserve System. It's a private bank. It is the seat of power. John F. Kennedy was probably killed largely due to his executive order 111110, in which the U.S. dollar, the U.S. notes were replacing the Federal Reserve note. I think this is the most important subject of all. Take away the power of the private Federal Reserve Bank and give it back to the people, and America will be liberated.
Absolutely. And Rand Paul is asking for an audit of the Fed. I don't know what that means, but I'm glad that he's following through with what his dad wanted to do, and they're pretty upset about that legislation. Let's go to Michael in New York. Michael in New York, you're on the air with Ken O'Keefe. Go ahead, please.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
Well, let's remember... Ken, that instead of a physical invasion, we have been invaded already subtly, and the Federal Reserve was the first installment of that takeover, control the money supply, then you buy all the politicians, and you alter and modify the government with all these bureaucratic agencies, et cetera, et cetera. Then they get us into all these foreign conflicts, which is totally un-American, since our mission from its inception was to mind our own business and be friends with everybody if we can. But take care of ourselves. Don't get involved with foreign intrigues, quote from George Washington. So it's our duty to rout these dirtbags out of here. We give Israel $30 million a day. Our Congress and Senate give allegiance to Israel when they get elected. And as far as the military, you know, Renee is unfortunately not accurate here, because the young kids, like you said, they're 17, 18. What do they know? Ken, you know from experience now how wrong it all is. Those kids don't know it yet because they're boot camped and mind controlled to do their job, and they're government employees, so you got to follow, you know, what they're told, otherwise they're punished. And so it's after going through the ordeal, realizing how wrong it is, that through that experience, then they wake up. And unfortunately, like Joy said, either commit suicide or, you know, they're severely mentally handicapped.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. You have a lot to say, Michael, and you're absolutely right.
Thank you, Michael. Yeah, I appreciate your synopsis. I basically agree.
I want to give the last couple of minutes here to whatever solutions we can be involved in, what we can do, and what are you going to be working on next, or where are your efforts going to be pointed, Ken?
I just believe this Netanyahu. I won't be surprised if this Netanyahu speech to Congress is canceled, because there is already, they can see, even AIPAC is not backing this from what I can tell at this point. And that shows you that even they realize, well, hold on a second. We don't want to get all the American people aware of the fact that we own their Congress and basically dictate foreign policy. That this is, if that happens, you know, and let's get into the USS Liberty. Yes, Israel attacked the USS Liberty knowingly, intentionally murdered 34 American sailors, tried to kill them all. Let's get into 9/11 and the Mossad fingerprints all over it. When the American people finally realize the truth about this little podunk nation called Israel in the Middle East, boy, oh boy, is there going to be hell to pay. So I believe that this Netanyahu speech to Congress has the capacity to wake up more Americans than just about any other recent event. So I'm going to be focused on that quite a bit.
All right. Very interesting. I thank you so much for joining us today. It has been an amazing program with you. We look forward to having you back in a month. Thank you, Ken O'Keefe. Go out there and spread the word. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Joyce. Love and respect to you as well.
Oh, thank you. We salute you at the Power Hour. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and the vaccine fraud. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. Ken O'Keefe is an amazing person. And I just want to say a shout out to him, to thank him for being on the show today. He tells it like it is, and it is just so incredibly wonderful to hear what he has to say. So he'll be on every month for us. What an articulate human being he is.
Absolutely.
That's just, wasn't that incredible, Josh?
I was thoroughly impressed with the guy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. He's like a walking, talking truth meter. We're going to be talking about a walking, talking truth meter for vaccines. We're going to be talking to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny this hour. She is a physician. She has her own practice, and yet she takes time to write on the subjects that we all need to hear more about, and that is on the vaccine issue. She is probably the best, most well-known physician in the United States on vaccines, and I've asked her to come on today to talk about the vaccine agenda. And Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, we are just so honored to have you on the show. Thank you very, very much for being on the Power Hour today.
Oh, thank you so much for asking me, Joyce. It's always a pleasure.
You have made such a positive reputation for yourself in this country, and because you're doing things right, because you are handling yourself in a way that is so appropriate, and you have done it by documenting everything, your books and the tapes, which we all carry at the Power Hour, and they're 20% off today because we want you to get these and spread them around. Let's talk about this measles vaccine agenda. Why now? Why measles? And what is the agenda?
Well, that's a very good way to frame it, Joyce, because I do believe it is an agenda. I was listening to the local radio station here this morning, WTAM, which is our large 50,000-watt station, probably the largest in Northeast Ohio, where I'm located here in Cleveland, who had an interview with a physician from the Cleveland Clinic who was nothing more than a mainstream mouthpiece saying inaccurate things about measles and the measles vaccine. They were, again, talking about the fact that the MMR never causes autism, which of course it does. There have been reported cases and adjudicated cases for children who have been severely damaged by the MMR vaccine. They say that measles has been eradicated in the U.S. and declared to be eradicated since 2000, which is absolutely a lie. And you can get the information from the CDC's website showing how many cases of measles we've had across the country every single year. And it ranges between somewhere between 50 and 600 or 700. As a matter of fact, last year in 2014, there were 630 cases. Now, the media says, well, it's because they were imported. They came from outside the country. It doesn't matter. Measles was here, and children had it, and some adults also had it. And up until the measles vaccine was actually started to be used in wide use, which was in 1963, prior to that time, measles was always considered a disease of inconvenience. It lasted 7 to 10 days. Hundreds of thousands of children got it as a rite of passage illness, which increased their immunity and the state of their health as they became adults. And now that we don't see measles very much anymore, it has been eradicated by the vaccine. But what has been the trade-off in terms of health? And the side effects that have been listed on the package insert for the MMR vaccine include things such as encephalitis, which is what autism looks like. It also includes Guillain-Barré syndrome, transverse myelitis, which is a terrible neurological condition that affects your spinal cord, seizures and convulsions, which is a short list of things that are on the package insert.
Wow.
So the MMR vaccine is not benign. The measles is benign. Most of the people over the age of 50 had it as we were all growing up. We've created a hysteria about less than 100 cases in a country of 330 million people. So is there agenda? I believe that there is. It's my opinion that they want to get everyone vaccinated as fast as they can because Merck is coming up against two federal charges that is going to court about fabricated data, about the rubella fraction, about the MMR vaccine that was brought forth by three different whistleblowers. And one of the whistleblowers actually talked about the fraudulent data with the mumps vaccine that he actually blew the whistle on himself, saying, I signed off on documents that we knew that the mumps vaccine increased the incidence of autism, particularly in black boys.
Wow. So now what
we have an entire country that is becoming hysterical over a condition that is a rash, a fever, and some conjunctivitis and a cough that the vast majority of children who get this, the vast majority, are over it in 7 to 10 days and then experience a lifetime of immunity, which the MMR vaccine only stimulates the production of an antibody, and the antibody may last for 8 to 10 years. So there is not we don't have an apples-to-apples comparison. And we also have a mainstream media who supports a vaccine that is completely protected, that the vaccine industry cannot be sued. They are protected from lawsuits, but they are coming after parents as being irresponsible, and they're coming after doctors as saying that if you don't agree with the vaccine agenda and promote vaccination, then you should probably be sanctioned by your medical board.
Wow. Now, you are one of the few board-certified physicians that are willing to speak out on this subject, and most physicians are starting to cower now, Rand Paul being one of them. I mean, even though they start to say a little bit like they think it should be the parents' responsibility, they back down, and almost every physician, and of course, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, is telling everybody why, oh, yes, vaccinate, vaccinate, vaccinate. All the Fox docs are all doing the same thing. Everybody is chanting the same mantra. They had the same talking points. No matter which network it was, they all had the same mantra about how one study was done, but that was disproven. The guy lost his license. I mean, they all said the same thing. You could have turned from one channel to the other, and it was all the very same. So the government has an agenda now to create the fear over the measles vaccine. And as I understand it, CDC says that more children have died from the vaccine of measles than have died from measles. Is that correct?
That was a report that came out a couple of weeks ago that the data was dug out and that there was no deaths from measles. And that's the other thing, Joyce, is that we keep talking about these cases, but we never talk about the follow-up. I mean, if 100 children got measles and nothing happened, and then they had lifetime immunity, and they went on about their life, I mean, then what's the big deal? And the story that was dug out that said that there was no deaths from measles, but there were reported deaths, excuse me, in the VAERS database from the measles vaccine. And so the mainstream will discredit those reports because they say that the VAERS database, which stands for the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System database, is just a reporting system and it doesn't prove anything and you don't have to be a doctor to be able to make a report. And so if there were deaths reported from the MMR vaccine in the VAERS database, that doesn't prove it was actually caused by the MMR. And so they try to discredit every possible thing, but the one thing they absolutely cannot discredit is that the National Vaccine Information Compensation Program has paid out over almost $3 billion.
Wow.
$3 billion in adjudicated claims to the attorney's fees and to the patients who have been severely injured by vaccines. Now, not just the MMR, but collectively by all the vaccines. So the government has paid out more than $3 billion to injured persons, and we know for a fact that, number one, less than 10% of reported injuries are actually less than 10% of injuries are actually reported, and number two, less than 25% of those that file an injury compensation claim wind their way through that very long system of the vaccine court and are actually paid for damages. So they cannot deny that there have been damages paid. They cannot deny that there are a lot of people that had damages that really were not paid by this because it's an absolute kangaroo court that's completely stacked in the favor of the pharmaceutical industry.
Yes.
Back in 2005, there was a bill that was passed that was called Division E. It was tacked on the end of a defense appropriation bill, and it was then Senator Bill Frist from Tennessee who had pushed it through after most of the senators had already gone through, and they pushed it through on a nighttime vote that nobody was there. And it was to completely protect the pharmaceutical industry from any type of claim. Even if their drug or their vaccine killed you, you would have to prove intent in order to be able to file a suit against the pharmaceutical industry. They've got it all covered. This is a trillion-dollar industry, and we need the people who are listening to this program to stand up and get active. We need the doctors out there to stand up and say things like, well, I believe that parents should have a choice, and yes, I have seen a few vaccine injuries in my office practice. I can't say that it was a lot of patients, but we know that they occur. It needs to be more than just a few of us that are standing up fighting for the rights of parents to take care of their children the way they want to and fighting for the health of future generations of children in this country and around the world.
Incredible.
Now, yeah, I was just looking at that study, and in the past 10 years, it says that there have been zero deaths from measles. However, from the multiple measles vaccines, not just MMR, there have been at least 108 deaths. And there's been, I believe, 96 deaths from just the MMR vaccine.
Wow. That's incredible.
And
now, you mentioned
considering the fact that less than 10% of cases of deaths like that are reported, imagine if there were 100 that were reported, there might be as many as 1,000 not been reported.
That's right, because they don't know about VAERS. Just like in the military, when we had reactions to the vaccines and we went and said we had a reaction to the vaccine, they said, no, you didn't, and they certainly never offered the fact that we could go to VAERS or file a report. Nobody ever knew about that, so you had hundreds of thousands of people that had probably had reactions that didn't even know about VAERS. Now, you mentioned Bill Frist a minute ago, that he was trying to get that bill through to protect the pharmaceutical companies. I want to remind everybody that his father started Hospital Corporation of America, and he is deeply involved in HCA. So, you know, that to me is a definite, should be a definite conflict of interest.
Absolutely, Joyce. You always bring in these important factoids. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, I mean, I just don't like the guy either. Number two. All right, we're going to be back after this four-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is our guest. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
Stay tuned. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-467-4701. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-467-4701. That's 1-800-467-4701. Call 1-800-467-4701.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
To the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen, getting ready for the Sabbath. Thank you all for joining us, caring about your world. And I'll tell you, you know, the reason that a lot of these really good guests will come on the Power Hour is because they know our listeners are above average. They know they're smart. They know they do things. They know they get out and they act. And that's what Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is asking you today to do, is to get out there and talk to other people. We have a limited window of time, in my estimation, that we can do what we need to do, ladies and gentlemen. So please, please get out there and do your part. Dr. Tenpenny has books at the Power Hour, videos that she has done. She is an amazing author, and the documentation is just phenomenal. I would encourage you to get this DVD or this CD of this program today and send it to somebody that you know. They're available at the Power Mall. They're $5. You can get the program from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Please, she is the voice of reason when it comes to alternative medicine, and we are just so honored to have her here today, and people need to hear this information. Okay, the agenda is that they want to scare people into getting vaccinated, but I hear the words being said, quarantine and jail time surrounding this. How much do you know about how strong they are toward those two issues? Dr. Tenpenny.
In all the years that I've been doing this, because I've been researching problems associated with vaccines since September of 2000, I've logged well over 20,000 hours of my personal time to do this. I spend somewhere between 3 and 7 hours a day on this topic, which doesn't include the consulting work that I do, running my own medical practice, actually seeing patients 2.5 days a week. So I give a lot of time, energy to this topic in order to get people to understand that there are problems. And this is the first time, Joyce, in all of these years that I have seen the mainstream media come out so vociferously and with such vile venom about parents who don't vaccinate, calling them irresponsible, their children should be taken away from them, they should be locked up, and doctors who are trying to protect their patients. You know, I have not seen the movie American Sniper, but I was told that there was a scene in that movie where the man was talking to his son and said, you know, in this world there are sheep, there are wolves, and there are shepherds, and that we that are trying to protect our patients. And I extrapolate that scene to say that those of us who are trying to protect our patients are the shepherds trying to protect the sheep from the pharmaceutical wolves who are insisting on either giving them drugs or injecting them with things that can cause them harm. And now the drug company sponsored media is now coming out saying that doctors who are trying to do that, they should all be sanctioned by their medical boards and have their license taken away. In 14 years, I have never seen such vile come out of this whole industry against parents who do not want to, quote, comply, or doctors who are trying to do something to protect the health of their patients. I think it is really, really ramping up here, and it's time for everybody to get on board and to remember this whole little thing that we learned when we were kids, this concept that sticks and stones can break your bones, but names can never hurt you. And so yeah. If people call you names or if they get angry at you, it doesn't matter. Your job is to sow the seeds. Keep throwing it out there on your Facebook page, on your Twitter page, to the people in your community, your church, your synagogue, your parent-teacher association meeting. Get people to listen just a little bit. You never know when you sow those seeds out there. It's just like this radio program, Joyce. You never know who's listening. And you never know that it may be the very next person that wakes up that can jump into this fray and can really make a difference.
You're so right about that. And I wish that all of our listeners would buy your books, your DVDs, and get them out there. Have a potluck. Have people over and say, okay, let's talk about this questionable issue of vaccines, this mandatory requirement. Let's talk about that. Please have them over there. And I would like to see Dr. Sherry Tenpenny out doing this very thing, talking about vaccines and not having to be tied down doing a practice. I mean, it's her choice what she wants to do, but I would love to see us support her so she can get out and do this kind of work. We need this, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have many that have the guts, that have the brains, and have the ability to be as articulate as Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN. You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Every blessing you pour out of me, turn back to grace. When darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name.
Hour, ladies and gentlemen. On Fridays, we play that kind of music because this is just before the Sabbath, and we thank you all for joining us today. We have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny joining us, and I want to remind you that at the Power Mall, we're trying to raise money so we can continue doing the Power Hour, because with my being off the air a lot, it has really kind of put a dent in things. So I need your support, and I want your support, and I ask for your support at the Power Mall. Please purchase from us. We have, you know, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's books and DVDs. We have so many good things there. We have the seasonings, incredible spices.
Get 20% off your toothpaste, your shampoo, your everything.
Hairspray, the best hairspray in the world, and it's good for you, too, and so is the shampoo and everything we've got. Give us a call at 877-817-9829, and we're having 20% off of almost everything today, 877-817-9829. Or go to thepowermall.com. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is our guest today. She is board-certified medical doctor from Cleveland, Ohio. She is founder of the Tenpenny Integrative Medical Center, and she is internationally known and was going to be traveling to Australia, but unfortunately some things happened, and her website is Dr. Tenpenny, TENPENNY.com. She has been on Coast to Coast with George Norrie. Dr. Tenpenny, what happened with your trip to Australia?
You know, Joyce, I want to talk about that, but one thing I just want to take a step back to what you said about raising money and how the listeners need to support you. The listeners need to, and I know that times are tough and people are living paycheck to paycheck, or some people don't even have a paycheck, but what little thing can you give up in your life this week? Just your Starbucks coffee, your whatever it is, can you give up to support Joyce and what she's doing on this radio show, or to support others of us who spend all of our time doing this for you?
Yes.
Think about it. The other side has Bill Gates and Gavi. And Gavi is a Bill Gates brainchild. And it was just announced a couple of weeks ago that Gavi has now given $1 billion to support the vaccine industry over the next 4 years to vaccinate more people.
Mm.
We are fighting this battle as a bunch of ragtag little individuals that do this on our own time, out of our own pocketbook, and our own money.
Yes.
And it aggravates me when people say, oh, Sherry, you're just doing this for the money to sell your books. Are you kidding me?
Oh, no. Don't tell me.
I mean, the people on the other side have one of the top wealthiest people in the world with tens of billions of dollars to support their vaccine agenda. We need the support and the money of the listeners. We need $5 here, $10 there. If there's anything that you can give Joyce, who is the number four slot radio show on her time slot, to help with what she's doing, to help to keep this message out, to buy our books, buy Dr. Suzanne Humphrey's books, Dissolving Illusions, and go to out on YouTube and listen to her four-hour presentation on what she did in Finland a year or two ago, which is just amazing. I just listened to it the other night. Invite your friends over to watch these YouTube videos or send them to your friends. But we need more than lip service. We need a call to action to get people to understand that they've got to step up to the plate with a few dollars to help us to move forward. And I think it's really important that everybody understand that.
Well, thank you for saying that. And I do appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't know this lady and what she can do. I don't know how many years ago it was that you and I went to that St. Louis meeting that the CDC
put on. 2001.
2001, was it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean you, I don't want to say what you did to CDC, but I mean you put down CDC there. I mean, they had nothing to say after you finished with them. And I was so proud to know you and to see you in action there. And, I mean, you really let CDC have it. And everybody there heard the other side of the story. So you've got an advocate here who is doing this for you. But, ladies and gentlemen, she needs your support. You can go to her website, drtenpenny.com, and please support her in what she's doing.
And the way that they can best do that is to go to the Vaccine Research Library. It's vaccinereserchlibrary.com, where we have accumulated more than 6,500 articles that show problems associated with vaccines. It's a membership site. It's $10 a month or $99 for a year, because I pay one and a half employees every week to go through this, to go through thousands of articles, to bring out the things to support what we are talking about here, and to show that vaccines cause harm. There is a huge conflict conflicts of interest. All of the research library is divided into individual vaccines. You can go sign up for free for 2 weeks. You don't even have to put in a credit card. It's not one of those things, sign up for free, put in your credit card, and if you forget to unjoin it, we'll just start billing your card. But you can make donations to the vaccine research library. You can contribute to, it's $10 a month or $99 a year for all of this information that's out there. We post the Scream of the Week every Tuesday. We post what's new this week to members. There's a members newsletter that we send out, and in the next couple weeks I'm going to be launching a new DrTenPenny.com where you're going to see some amazing information. So,
wow.
You know, and I don't mean to have this just sound like a big sales pitch, but honestly, it's time for people to step up
yes.
and put a few dollars behind the people that are fighting so hard for their rights.
Well, absolutely. I'm going to get signed up for this. I am thrilled to know about this. The Vaccine Research Library, ladies and gentlemen, that's one way you can support them by signing up for that. $10 a month or $99 a year. That is an excellent site to go to. And there you've had somebody sift through all the information, put the relevant information there for you, and you can just take it to the people that you know. So that is awesome. Thank you so much for that.
And when you go to VaccineResearchLibrary.com, on the homepage, we have archived over 100 Screams of the Week, which shows all of the different problems that are associated with vaccines and commentary. And you can take those and post them on your Facebook pages, send them out through Twitter, put them on your website. It's information that's free. Just take it and do something, disseminate the information. And Joyce, what you said earlier about having a very limited window, I think that the wagons are circling against us,
mm-hmm.
and that we have
yes.
a limited time here mm-hmm. to get people to understand not only what we are fighting today, but here's the real thing. There are more than 213 vaccines in the pipeline in various stages of development.
Wow.
And if they are allowed to pass laws, which are now on the table, we've seen three of them come forth in the last 2 days, one in California, one in Washington State, and one in Pennsylvania, that says that they want to take away the philosophical exemption so you will have no right to refuse. And if they are allowed to do that, it's not only bad today for the 16 different vaccines that we have in the schedule right now, that children get 69 doses of 16 different vaccines by the time they are about 12 years of age, but there's 213 more of the pharmaceutical widgets coming down the line that if you don't have a right to refuse, either because of your illness or because you're not exposed to that disease or you don't want the four or five doses that they want to give you, you maybe only want one, if you have no rights, then what's coming down the road at you is very scary.
Wow.
So, because people don't even think about what's coming. All they do is look backwards and see where we've come from. And what's coming is really frightening.
It is. And I don't think people understand the gravity of the situation and what that means if they do away with this waiver for whatever reason. I think California is now going to vote to do away with the waiver, and I forget what they call that waiver there.
It's the exemption. They call it the personal right exemption.
Mm.
And so that, you know, there's a philosophical exemption. There's 19 states that have a philosophical exemption right now that says you've looked at the risk of the vaccine, you've looked at the risk of the disease, and you've decided that the disease isn't so scary, and there are lots of other ways that you can keep your child healthy and to keep from contracting this disease. You've also looked at the data that says that once your child is vaccinated, it suppresses their immune system. And the data also says that when your child has been vaccinated with a live virus vaccine, which can be the flu shot, the MMR, measles, mumps, rubella, and chickenpox, or adults when they get the shingles vaccine, those viruses shed and can contaminate the community. And you've looked at all of that and said, no, thank you. I don't want to have animal DNA, chicken DNA, caterpillar DNA, all of those things injected into my children. And instead, I'm going to do other things to keep them healthy. This is called a philosophical exemption. Now, part of the problems with the philosophical exemptions is it only applies to K through 12. The place, and I said this 10 years ago, Joyce, the place that the pharmaceutical industry is going to one more time try to contaminate human DNA and capture these kids is when they go off to college.
Wow.
because it's becoming increasingly difficult. If your parents have fought for you and fed you organic food and given you vitamins and done all of these things your entire life, and now you get to be 18 and your college says, well, you got to have a completed vaccination record or you can't sit your butt in our chair to the tune of $25,000 a year to get our education unless you have been injected with all of these things.
Mm.
Parents need to stand up and fight about that. They need to fight the schools. Healthcare workers who are now required to get a flu shot to get a paycheck, where is that going to stop? They're already now talking about extending that from the flu shot, from a flu shot to a pneumonia shot to maybe get re-injected with the MMR vaccine to now we want to make sure that they all have the hepatitis B vaccine. There is no end in sight. People do not understand the gravity of what's happening here and how sick that these vaccines are making people become nothing more than a customer for life to the pharmaceutical industry.
Wow. How much money is involved in this, and how much of the and how much conflict of interest is involved in the people who get the money?
Oh, my goodness. It's staggering. I mean, I think the last number that I looked at that said that the global pharmaceutical industry, internet globally, is just under a $1 trillion a year business.
Wow.
And so in this country, I don't know what it is just in the United States, but it was like 980 some billion dollars in annual gross revenues. And I believe that was a year or so ago. It was that I actually saw that number. And of course, it's gotten worse since that time. So in the conflict of interest, I mean, it's amazing to me, Joyce. I mean, I'm putting together a very long, it's a series of presentations on the smallpox vaccine. And why am I picking on smallpox when we don't even do that anymore? It's because when people are new to this discussion, they always start with, well, we eradicated smallpox, didn't we? And we eradicated polio, didn't we? So I'm taking that and using a lot of information from Dr. Suzanne Humphrey's book, Dissolving Illusions, from the book called Bodily Matters by Nadja Durbach, and a lot of other types of references, and showing people how this was all started from a false premise. And all of these things that they had the first mandatory vaccination law in 1853. And I started another presentation said, where did that come from? And all of the language that we use over and over and over again in the pro-vaccine world, like it's the unvaccinated that caused the problem. It's not that the vaccine didn't work. It was that we didn't have enough people vaccinated.
Oh,
and
wow.
And all of these things, they all started from the 1800s. And we keep saying it over and over again as though just because the answer, we say it over and over again, it makes it true. Mm-hmm. If we say it enough times, like the mainstream media, like what you said at the top of the hour, you can turn from station to station and station and hear the same thing. It's like if we say it enough times and if we indoctrinate enough people's brains with it, then obviously that makes it true, which it doesn't.
That's right. That's right. It is incredible what is happening now. And if you don't stand, you are going to lose your right. And then what is going to happen? You are going to be a victim of the system. You are going to have no rights, either that or you're going to be put in jail if you disagree with the, you know, prevailing position of the U.S. government.
And they did that in the past. That's another one of those things. Back in the mandatory vaccination laws that were passed in the U.K. in 1853 and 1867 and 1871, they ratcheted up the penalties. It started out that if you didn't vaccinate your child with smallpox, you could opt out by paying a small fine. Well, that didn't increase the rates. So the next law in 1863, they made so that you could still pay to get out of the, like an exemption fine, but the fine was much higher. And then what happened after that was that if you couldn't pay the fine, you went to jail. And if you didn't have enough money to pay the fine, they could confiscate your house and your property and sell it at an auction to pay the fine. There were thousands of parents every year that went to jail for refusing to get their child inoculated with the smallpox vaccine because they didn't like the fact that they would make a cut in the arm of the child and smear cow pus on it or horse foot pus on it in order to somehow say that they were immune. And the people who were so involved with it back historically were children who had died from the vaccine, who had contracted gangrene from the vaccine, who had contracted syphilis from the smallpox vaccine. And there were doctors like me back in that time saying, wait a minute, this is not right. We are spreading cow DNA and we're putting it into our children. And what is that going to do for the long term? We don't know what that really means. And they were shut down and said that, you know, we have the proof that this works and the incidence of smallpox came down. And this is why I'm putting together an 8-part presentation and going to have video with it and going to do a voiceover on it that's going to be on the new website so that people see that this is an old discussion.
Yes,
this is a 150-year-old discussion trying to say the same thing over and over again. And again, I'll repeat myself, just because we say it over and over and over again doesn't mean it's true.
Yes.
You and I, Joyce, are standing in the gap of saying the old thing, of the old Paul Harvey page 2, this is the rest of the story. Parents need to have the rest of the story in order to make a fully informed decision about what they want to do with their health and the health of their children.
You are so right. Man, you're so bright and so powerful in the way you say it. Ed in Montana, real quickly. I'm sorry I took so long to get to the callers. Ed in Montana, go ahead, please. You're on with Dr. Tenpenny.
Hello?
Hello. Go ahead, please. Quickly.
Back in 2009, a big thing was the H1N1 flu and this vitamin D council. They were promoting vitamin D3 for protection, and I'm curious to know how good does vitamin D protect against measles?
It's not the vitamin D. Vitamin D doesn't necessarily protect against measles. Vitamin D protects against a lot of different viruses. The most important thing that you need to do to protect against the measles is vitamin A. The World Health Organization protocol for people who actually contracted the measles in third world countries, they recommended 400,000 units of vitamin A per day for 2 days. 400,000 units, which is a big whomping dose, for 2 days. And it aborted the measles infection. It stopped people from being sick. And because the measles virus incorporates vitamin A into its shell and stops it from replicating. So vitamin A is another one of the things that can increase your immune response to protect you. Now, I'm saying that anybody from probably 6 months of age on up can do a minimum of 5,000 units a day. As you get into probably 5 years and on up, $10,000 units a day, and up from, say, age 5 to maybe age 12, and age 12 and above to do 20,000 units a day.
Okay, we got to go to this break. We'll be back. 3-minute break, and a final segment coming up with Dr. Tenpenny. Stay tuned.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy.
until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Who is moving on the waters? Who is holding up the moon? Who is peeling back the darkness with the burning light of noon? Who is standing on the mountain? Is on the earth below. Who is bigger than the heavens and the lover of my soul?
Creator
God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Sherlock, He is Yahweh. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us, and I hope you have a blessed Sabbath. Whether you celebrate the seventh-day Sabbath or Sunday Sabbath, I hope you have a blessed Sabbath. Do something good for yourself and someone else. I want to, again, give Dr. Tenpenny's website, drtenpenny.com, and also the important one, I just signed up for the Vaccine Research Library. VaccineResearchLibrary.com. Lots of good information there. And I think you will be very pleased to be able to have access to all that incredible information that she sorts through every day and month or week and month. And I just thank her very much for doing that for all of us. Let's go to George in PA. George in PA, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Dr. Tenpenny.
Thank you. I appreciate all your movies. I think they're wonderfully done, and everybody should get a copy before they're banned by our government. another comment on people that get the measles. Having worked in the Amish community, seen a lot of measles, I can say that I think that the federal statistics on people that get the measles are terribly underreported. I didn't report any. It was just a common occurrence that, the people didn't get very sick. It's just a non-issue. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Mm-hmm. The other thing is that you had mentioned on your website about the Tylenol with getting the MMR and dropping the glutathione levels. And probably with any child that gets sick, they probably shouldn't be using Tylenol.
Yes, good point. Good point.
I had attended a Defeat Autism Now conference, and it was unsettling to see the hundreds of physicians that were there, mostly because they had children that had received the vaccine and developed autism.
Wow.
People should go to autism.com to get some inside information on that.
All right. I got to move on. Thank you so much for the phone call. Good
Thank
one.
You.
And also, they're saying now that the reason that the measles outbreak is so bad is because the Amish missionaries are bringing it back from the Philippines. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that makes no sense because the Amish do not proselytize. They do not go out and become missionaries. The Amish people don't become missionaries. So I think it's important to understand that's another phony story that's being put out there for your consumption. Let's go to Martin in Texas, final caller for Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I just had a question. Who's Dunham and Bradstreet, and how are they connected with the CDC?
The Dun and Bradstreet, I don't know the answer to that.
No, they are a group that places gives ratings to businesses. That has nothing to do with the CDC that I know of. I mean, I don't know of anything that the CDC, because they're not a proprietary business. Hey, thank you very much, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. You are amazing, and we thank you for all the work you're doing. Again, go to VaccineResearchLibrary.com, sign up, And on Monday, I will be back with you all, and we're going to be talking to, I don't know, because I lost my list. So we'll find out on Monday, won't we? You all have a blessed day. Thank you, Dr. Tenpenny. You are just amazing.
Thank you, Joyce. Have a great weekend.
And you can go see Dr. Tenpenny at vaccineresearchlibrary.com. Josh, thank you so much.
Thank you. That was an awesome
job.
Show.
No, well, no kidding.
Yes, we're amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So much good information. Have a blessed weekend. We love you at the Power Hour. It's all about the truth. You know, ladies and gentlemen, what to do. Go talk to people. We'll see you on Monday.
See you guys.
We love you at the Power Hour. We'll see you then. 20% off sale, remember.